Praise the Lord, my friends. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to be behind this sacred desk one more time to speak what thus said the Lord. Before we get into the message, I'd like to give thanks to God and to Minister Melvin Slade for this wonderful opportunity that they have afforded me to be able to broadcast to our dear faithful listeners. And I would like to inform you that I won't be broadcasting for a while because God is definitely doing a new thing. And He's also doing a new thing in my life. And I pray that He's doing a new thing in your life. So I would just encourage you to pray for me, and I will pray for you. I thank God for gospel, for the glory of Jesus, and the many, many souls that have turned their hearts to God because of the awesome work that the man of God is doing on this broadcast. Now, we're going to get right into the Word, and I'm going to use for a topic because it is so real, and not just real in my life, but it's in the Word of God, and prayerfully, it's working in your life. My primary scriptures will be taken from the book of Isaiah, and I'm going to use for a topic, God is doing a new thing. Praise the Lord. There is a word from the Lord, and this message brings a happy and blessed resolve to all under the sound of my voice that want to do better and to start brand new in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because it is Jesus, after all, who makes all things new. Hallelujah. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 65, verse 17, God says, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or even come to mind." And then in Isaiah 43, verses 18 through 21, it reads like this, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old." 19, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make rivers in the desert." Verse 21 says, "This people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise." Do you belong to God? There you have it, my friends. Some of you might have asked yourself, why did the Lord allow me to wake up this morning to see a new day? Well, I have good news for you, my friends. You were allowed to cross over to see this new day to give God the praise. Old things are passed away. God says, remember not the former things, but consider what new things God has in store for you. Hallelujah. And along with this new day comes new opportunities. Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door to his heart, I will come into him. I will be his and he will be mine. All things are passed away. And behold, all things have become brand new with Jesus." Praise the Lord. Aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired? The same old walk, the same old talk, the same old friends with their spirits of fear, doubt, and unbelief, the same old relationships that are going nowhere, the same old nightclubs that offer the same old drinks that promise the same old temporary escapes from real life? Hallelujah. God sent me here today to offer you real life, real hope, real joy, and a newness of life through hope in a true and living God, Jesus the Christ, the one who was born to save us from ourselves and from our sins. He went all the way to the cross. He was crucified. He bled. He died. But after 3 days, hallelujah, God raised him from the dead with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. And I submit to you today, that's the way to go. That's the one you want to walk with and talk with. Jesus became a living role model to teach us how to live as we sojourn in this world, hallelujah. Remember, the Bible says even though we live in this world, we're not of this world. Our home is a home not made by hands. Those of us who believe in Jesus have been made citizens of heaven, a new earth, where according to the book of Revelation, there will be no more crying, no more dying, no more sickness, no more sorrow. A place where every day will be Sunday. Hallelujah. We can just walk around heaven all day, praising God with the angels. What a time, what a time, what a time. This is the blessed hope our Lord and Savior has promised us. It will be a new day for all those that have died in Christ and rose again with him and have eternal life in him. Because the word of God says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That's good news, I tell you. God is doing a new thing right now, and I can feel him doing it in you. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And you might be saying, well, evangelist, I don't really know the way to get Jesus Christ into my heart. Well, Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And in verse 13 of that same chapter, it says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. After accepting Christ, allow him into your heart and mind to work out your own soul salvation. Praise the Lord. He will come in and make you brand new. He will give you a new walk, a new talk, new friends, new family, the family of God. Praise the Lord. You will become a member of the kingdom of God. He wants to come in and reign in your life. He wants to sit down and live on the throne of your heart. Now is the time. God will give you peace in the midst of a storm, and the joy of the Lord shall be your strength. Hallelujah. Jesus wants to be your best friend. He will stick closer than a brother, praise God. Again, the Lord says in Haggai 2:8-9, the silver is mine. The gold is mine. Are you worried about finances? The Lord say the cattle on 1,000 hill belong to him. And in verse 9 of the second chapter of Haggai, he said that your latter temple shall be greater than your former when you accept him in your heart as Lord and Savior. And he will give you peace, says the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you see, my friends, God has everything we need spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. He wants to do a new thing in your life, but you must say yes to his way and yes to his will for your life. Praise God. Wake up, wise up, and grab a hold of all God has for you. Jesus will never fail you. He will never leave you or forsake you. So in closing, I want to thank you again for listening to the words that the Lord has spoken through me on this broadcast. And more importantly, I pray that you receive the word and act on it, and it will be the best decision you ever made. Remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I.